Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Beth Chapman is trending this morning. In case you missed it yesterday, the wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter passed away. She had been in a coma after battling throat cancer. She was diagnosed with stage 2 throat cancer back in September of 2017 and had been battling it ever since. Sadly, her death was not a surprise because she was placed in that medically induced coma this week and was hospitalized due to a choking emergency. Once she was in the coma, word got out that she wasn't expected to recover. Dog tweeted, "It's 5:32 in Hawaii. This is the time she would wake up to go hike Cocoa Head Mountain. And only today she hiked the Stairway to Heaven. We all love you, Beth. We'll see you on the other side."
That's very sad. I saw something, too. They were filming up until her final days.
Oh, man.
So the question is now, what are they going to do with whatever they filmed or how they're going to finish it off? But, yeah, they were filming the show or special or something up until her final days.
That's, I think we all knew once we heard about the coma that was going to happen. But it's still sad either way. It's just really, really terrible. From what I'm hearing, they're going to be having some sort of a memorial open to the public in Hawaii, but we're still waiting for some details on that. Also trending this morning, Pure Joy is trending this morning. Joy. I think I said Joey. Pure Joy is trending. A new survey says that those over the age of 60 have the most joy in the United States. They scored a 7.2 out of a 10 on a joy rating scale, and that was higher than any other age group. Everyone else was below them. 87% of those surveyed say that the world needs more joy. The states with the highest level of joy were New Mexico, Mississippi, and South Dakota. And Nevada was ranked number 37 on the nationwide joy ranking. And our most joyful activity that we partake in is music. So listening to music, going to concerts, anything that has to do with music, that's number one for Nevada.
What would your number one joyful activity be?
I enjoy music. I listen to a lot of music. I think number one, just being with my family, though, I would say. What about you?
Family, friends, going to the gym. I like working out.
Yeah.
It's a joy to be able to work out. Those are the top two for me.
Yeah, you can find joy in pretty much anything if you just let yourself do it. That's the key, though, letting yourself find
Open your heart to joyfulness.
Yes, what is the joy of me doing the dishes right now? Well,
they're getting clean, and why not put them in the dishwasher?
Exactly, saving some water. So there you go. Also trending this morning, Charlie's Angels is trending. So a reboot of the movie. It's set to hit theaters in November. We talked about that a little bit. Yesterday, though, it was confirmed that its trailer will include a song with vocals from, get this, this is an all-star lineup. One song, Miley Cyrus, Lana Del Rey, and Ariana Grande. That's going to be big. The trailer, it's expected to drop sometime today. Keeping our eyes open for that. No word yet when the song is going to hit streaming platforms, but all three of them were talking about it yesterday online, so that's a big one.
It's cool,
I'm
yeah.
I'm excited. And yesterday was Ariana Grande's birthday, so happy belated
that's
to
awesome.
Her. And then finally this morning, Lion King is trending. The movie is already breaking box office records weeks before its release. This is surely going to be the movie of the summer. That's what everyone is saying. The Disney live-action remake has posted the second highest best ticket first day sales of the year. The second highest. The only movie to beat it was The Avengers Endgame. Mm. Yeah, so they're projecting it's going to be absolutely huge. The movie, the projections have it at $180 to $200 million over the July 19th weekend. And that's when it opens up, July 19th. I'm excited to see it. I think, you've seen the original, right?
Oh, yeah.
The cartoon?
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know. Every time I see the trailer for that one, man, I get excited.
And I think I was in the theater when I saw the trailer for the first time for the new one coming out. When it came on,
we were
like, what is this? Like, no, it's Lion King.
Oh, I cannot wait. So they're saying that everyone is in the same boat, where everyone's already getting their tickets. So that is what is trending for today, Thursday, June 27th. We have Beth Chapman, Pure Joy, Charlie's Angels, and Lion King.
Mix 94.1.